So, good morning, everyone. If you're one of the 500 million people on Facebook,
right,
you know what I'm talking about. But if you're part of most of the rest of the world, and that may not be true for so long, 500 million people are on Facebook. That is a minority of the people on planet Earth, oddly enough. But someday there may be 6 billion people on Facebook. It will only add to the resume of young Mark Zuckerberg, who went to Harvard, right?
He went to Harvard. He was 20 years old when he founded Facebook.
He's now 26, is worth $6.9 billion or more, and he gets his own unofficial biopic, which opens this weekend.
Which he's not happy about. And to be honest, I wouldn't be happy about a biopic made about me at age 26. I mean, come on.
It's called 26? The Social Network. Here's a clip.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? Friends, pictures, profiles, whatever you can visit. I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
Well, you can't fault Hollywood for doing a movie about a social network that has 500 million participants.
Many of them Americans,
potential,
right?
Like moviegoers, who knows. But at age 26, the idea of a biography, let alone a biopic, even if they are a billionaire, is preposterous. So we asked folks, if we made a movie about your life at 26, what would you call it?
This is Brett Mitchell from Grosse Pointe Farms. My movie title would be Contempt and Contemplation. The story of how, by 26, I had rebelled against authority, left my home, and discovered the country by motorcycle, only to learn how truly fortunate I had been in life.
Sounds kind of PBS-y. I might see that movie. Comedian Louis C.K. joins us. Good morning, Louis.
Hi there.
How preposterous is this idea of a 26-year-old getting a biopic? And would yours make the second reel if we stopped it at age 26 for you?
No, I was a loser at 26 years old. I was just starting to get any traction in my life at all. But I'll tell you that if Facebook existed when he was 20, he wouldn't be successful because he would have wasted all of his time.
Yes. Yes. That is the perfect. That is perfect analysis.
I shut down my Facebook page because it was eating my life.
A fellow by the name of AMDS from Brooklyn wrote to our site with this suggestion. At 26, I met a world-famous writer. We traveled to South America on a mission, got a story published. We wrote together in a national magazine. What a high. Back in Brooklyn, in the meantime, I had just invited chaos into my life. An old friend of mine moved in and found out too late that he was schizophrenic. The highs and lows of the 20s all compressed into a crazy year. Let's say at 26, I grew up. That's a decent elevator pitch, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I think at 26 you have to have a volatile life that's going up and down. I mean, I was pretty sure my career and my life were over about 8 times between 20 and 28. So that's a good time of life in that way. That's when you learn.
Well,
I don't know what happens when you get billions of dollars at 26. I don't know what do you do after that?
Well, that's not the usual experience, though, right? I mean, A.J. Ballou wrote us on Facebook, ironically. The title of his movie would be Grad School Barista, Overeducated and Underemployed. I mean, do you have any idea what the title of a movie about you at 26 would be?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, I think 26, you're starting to suffer a little bit. I mean, you're out of college 4 years. I didn't go to college, but... I mean, when you're 20, 22, you're kind of worthless. All you've done is you've just sucked up massive amounts of love and money and education, and you haven't given anything. And well, then you get put to a test. So from 22 to 26, you just fail, because what's valuable about a college student?
Zuckerberg,
nothing.
Zuckerberg has really missed out on an enormously important rite of passage, I guess, is what you're saying. But Sarah on Facebook echoes that directly. In a movie that I might describe as perhaps Girl Who Needs to Be Interrupted, she would call her 26-year-old movie No More Poetry, A Story of How I Stopped Escaping into Art and Focused My Energy on Getting Over My Depression and Anxiety to Do What I Had Really Wanted to Do All Along, Live a Functional, Normal Life. Would not get made, that movie, I don't think.
No.
No, definitely. That would be a really ugly poster. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
But it sounds to me like the movie you're talking about, Louis, is more like this listener from Florida who said their movie would be called Fork in the Road. That title may reference the tapering off of my career as a full-time pastry chef and the start of a quarter-life crisis. Sounds like you're kind of talking about a quarter-life crisis that happens then.
Yeah, because you're just starting to really cope with whatever choice you made. I mean, when I was 26, I was starting to fail as a stand-up comedian really badly. I was not making a living, and the business was going in the toilet, and I had nothing. And the thing was that I had been doing it for about 5 to 8 years. And if you stop something then, it's like you were in prison all that time when you try to go back and reenter society.
As a comedian, you say you were doing it for about 5 to 8 years. Does that mean for 3 of those 8 years you weren't funny, but you were still doing it, or...
That's what I'm going to say. I don't want to take responsibility for the first 3 years.
But you must have had an idea, Louis, that could have become a $6.9 billion fortune, right?
Oh, I've had a lot of them. I mean, I had the idea for Facebook. I just didn't feel like it.
Damn.
You know.
Oh, man. How do you live with that?
I could have had that 10 times over. I just don't care about money that much. That's interesting.
Well, how do you live with that? Well, you could sue him.
Though? Yeah.
Is that correct?
I don't feel like doing that either.
So the idea of a 26-year-old biopic certainly sets you up for the sequel, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I mean, it would be great if he did something else crazily, you know, unbelievable now.
Well, let's imagine the sequel. Let's imagine the sequel.
I want to see him lose. How much money does he have?
$6.9 billion.
Okay, the movie I want to watch is him losing all that, getting back to zero.
So it'd open in Las Vegas, right?
And well, maybe, I don't know.
And it would star Joe Pesci.
If he could live a life of small, simple mistakes that led him back to zero, that would be fascinating.
Beautiful.
When he has only 2 friends on Facebook.
The pitch for the Anti-Social Network sequel to the movie that opens this week about Mark Zuckerberg. Comedian Louis C.K., thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
If you want to weigh in with your movie title or your elevator pitch, 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. We're also on Facebook.
Well, Louis C.K.'s, his concert tour, it's the concert at Carnegie Hall at least is sold out. That's kind of an accomplishment.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's much huger than inventing Facebook.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.